Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, American Express has grown confident enough to issue its first long-term revenue forecast since the arrival of COVID-19, saying robust spending across its card network suggests its customers are adapting to the reality of the pandemic. Amex shares rose 8.9% on Tuesday after it projected revenues would grow 18-20% this year, in the mid-teens in 2023, and 10% annually starting in 2024. It was the first time the card company had issued revenue forecasts for more than a year, since the pandemic began. Next, hedge funds have been cranking up their bets against sustainable energy stocks, wagering that as interest rates rise, investors will be less forgiving of companies with strong environmental credentials, but weak earnings. Shares in sustainable stocks have drawn in billions of dollars of inflows from ethically minded investors in recent years, lifting the valuations of some stocks to eye-watering levels. Already, some of those stocks have begun to fall back, as the US Federal Reserve prepares to start withdrawing its pandemic-era support, a process that is pulling down many high-growth assets, especially in the tech sector. But doubters say green stocks have much further to fall. And now, Apple has reclaimed the top smartphone seller spot in China for the first time in 6 years, as biting US sanctions throttled shipments from rival Huawei. The California company cornered 23% of the world's largest phone market in the fourth quarter of 2021, according to research group Counterpoint, which noted it was Apple's highest ever market share in the country. While Apple's smartphone shipments in China were up 32% to 50 million units from a year earlier, Huawei saw its sales collapse 73%, according to Counterpoint. Next up, Jay Staley pressed JPMorgan Chase to keep Jeffrey Epstein as a client, despite the fact that the disgraced financier had been convicted of prostitution offenses before the bank cut him off as a customer in 2013, according to two people involved in the discussions. Staley made the argument to other senior officials of the bank, as JPMorgan examined whether Epstein's conviction in 2008 of soliciting sex from a minor, which resulted in a 13-month prison sentence, was grounds to remove him as a client of its private bank, the people said. Staley, then head of JPMorgan's investment bank, argued during the year before the bank dropped Epstein as a client that he had served his sentence and paid his debt to society, one of the people said. And finally, Amazon has abandoned its much-maligned campaign of paying employees to share positive messages on social media, scrubbing online messages that were meant to improve the tech giant's image to potential workers it needs to achieve continued growth. The company set up its Fulfillment Center Ambassador Scheme in 2018, as an effort to defend the company against growing hostility over safety and conditions at its warehouses. Amazon quietly shut down and removed all traces of the influence campaign at the end of last year, people with direct knowledge of the decision told the Financial Times. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.